Hello, everybody. It's Susie. I'm going to be the person who leads you to your target score of IELTS speaking test. 大家好，我是 Susie， 很高兴又和大家见面了。那今天首先想说的话是 How time flies， 时间真的是过得非常的快，因为我们不知不觉呢已经过去五周了，现在是我们的第六周。Today we'll continue to learn about how to describe a person. This topic is about a helpful person. You should say who the person is.What kind of person he or she is, how this person help you, and explain why you think this person is helpful. Okay, alright. 那我们呢立刻快速的进入到我们今天的一个范例文章中和大家分享。The first paragraph, our class is very fortunate to have a brilliant and kind president in the person of 张豪. He knows that most of us are not so good at math.That is why he thought of what he could do to help us for the upcoming test. 好，那这一段呢，描述的是一个人物的引进，说的是我们有一个非常优秀的班长。那这个班长呢，因为我们马上要参加考试了，所以他就一直在绞尽脑汁的帮我们出奇招，怎么样让我们通过这一次的考试。那在这里我们跟大家分享到的是一系列的描述人的性格的一些词。文章中用到的是 brilliant and kind， 中文意思杰出而又善良的。那我们在第二段还会给大家分享到一个 gentle and kind， 绅士又温和。那除了这一些词，我们还有哪些词同样的可以用来描述人的性格特征呢？今天给大家再送上六个比较常用而且又不容易流入俗套的六个单词。 The first one outstanding， in Chinese 优秀的。OK， 那我们同样在这句话里面表达我们的班长，我们依然可以用 Our class is very fortunate to have an outstanding and kind president， 就是我们的班级非常的幸运，有这么一个杰出而又善良的班长。 Right， the second one considerate， considerate。好，那在其他的地方呢 consider 它其实考虑，但是我把它变成形容词就变成了体贴的。我可以给大家送上一个例句，就是 The husband is considerate for his wife， 丈夫对于他的妻子可以说是关怀备至哈。因为我们描述人的时候有这么一个话题是描述一对幸福的夫妻， right？ 那你就可以用上这句话了， The husband is considerate for his wife。 OK， the next one supportive， 支持某人的。 OK， example sentence， I love my father because he is always supportive of me， 我非常爱我的父亲，因为他对我是非常支持我的。 OK， alright， 那这里呢大家可以用 a good parent， 对吧？当然同样也可以表述妻子对丈夫是非常支持的， the wife is always supportive of her husband。 OK， next one reliable in Chinese， 可信赖的。那这里呢我们可以给到一个例句， I love my father you can count on the person who is reliable， you can count on the person who is reliable， 你可以信赖可信赖的人。其实这句话里面出现了 count on 以及一个定从，大家可以直接把这句话用起来。 OK， then the fifth one sensitive 这个词不是一个非常具有褒义的词哈，它表达的意思是敏感多疑的。那在我们中国文化当中最敏感多疑的可以想到就是林妹妹了，所以呢给大家例句是 She is sensitive as 林黛玉，她就像林黛玉一样多愁善感。 Alright, the last one intelligent 机智的，最近很火的一个机智如我， as intelligent as I am。OK， 那这里呢就是给大家分享到的六个可以用来形容人的 personality 的一些词汇，大家可以叫做灵活选取来择优选用。 OK， and then let's come to the next part. Our teacher told us once that most of us had flunked in her class test, so we had to do something to pass the final exam. When she left the room, we were all frustratedAnd some were shaking like a leaf, as the parents might be upset if they fail the test. We were all busy talking and complaining when Jiang Hao stood in front of the class and banged his hands on the teacher's table. We all turned to him as we were surprised by his action, as he was usually gentle and kind. OK, 那这里呢说的是 我们班很多人在平时都是不及格的，结果老师下达最后通牒了，如果期末考试不及格的话呢，可能就会让家长们非常失望了。那这里给大家分享两个地道用法，第一个叫做 flunked 不及格的，那我们有一个 paraphrase 叫做 failed， flunked the exam， failed the exam 都是一样的意思。 Okay, alright, the next one， shake like a leaf， shake like a leaf， shake 摇晃 leaf 树叶，就是像树叶那样子发抖，瑟瑟发抖，其实就是吓得不轻，这里是一个习语哈。 OK, then let's move on to our last part。 He then told us his plan. Since he felt as class president, he was somehow responsible not only for our behavior but also for our academic performance, especially in math. He asked the class to give suggestionsas to what we could do to make everyone pass the test. Of course, most did not take this discussion seriously, so they just gave nasty remarks, but he just ignored those guys. With all the suggestions, he chose the part where he would tutor us during lunch break and 30 minutes after dismiss time. One of the classmates reminded him that he has music class after school, but he said he could skip the classes for the week to lend us a hand. We were so touched and amazed by his kindness that even the bad guys became serious and agreed to the arrangement. I am thankful to him for being a helpful person because he had to adjust his time to help us. 这里其实有很多地道的表达在这里，大家可以认真的分析这两个文本，然后呢择选其中的有用的，可以放到自己的一个口语表达当中。那这句话表述的是班长对我们做的贡献，就是有课呀也不去上，并且和班上的同学一起讨论我们怎么样一起来辅导那些比较弱的后进生来最终通过我们的期末考试。那这里呢其实只给到大家一个比较经典的 skip the classes， 逃课， skip 可以跳过的意思，那这个词可以用于非常多的场景当中。 skip the activity， skip the class， skip the performers， alright， 就是都是表示逃过什么东西哈，就是不去。那如果我们要表示退学的话呢，是另外一个表达叫做 drop out of school， drop out of school， 从学校里掉下来了，其实就是退学的意思，或者说辍学的意思。那这里其实还有很多，好比说地道的表达 academic performers 叫做学业的表现，还有一些像是take something seriously， 就是对某事很认真的对待，所以最后这一段希望大家可以比较认真的去分析它。 OK， 最后呢我们来做一个小复习哈。今天呢其实给到大家前面是一些用于形容人的性格的一些词，后面呢主要给到大家四个一些地道的口语表达。 OK, first let's review what we've learned about how to describe a person's personality. Outstanding, 优秀的， considerate, 体贴的， supportive, 支持我的， reliable, 可信赖的， sensitive, 敏感多疑的， intelligent,机智的。 OK, 还有一些 local expressions like flunk, 相当于 fail, 考试不及格， shake like a leaf, 吓得发抖， skip the classes, 逃课， drop out of school, 退学。好，那这就是我们今天给大家分享到的如何描述一个人的话题的一个 part 2了。我们今后还有关于最后一个经历类的，那我们经历类到时候呢可能会再次给大家分享的一些地道表达。我目前已经给大家分享完六个专题了，那不知道大家之前有没有进行过复习呢？ OK, 如果大家还没有进行这个复习的话呢，大家要赶紧行动起来，因为口语必须是要不断的练习的， You know, practice makes perfect, 并且的话呢Pro wasn't built in a day, 对吧？罗马不是一天建成的，必须要经过持之以恒的练习才行。OK, alright, that's all of today. That's all about today. See you next time. Bye bye.